Okay, so like this is the story of how I found my first dominate. What? A script writer? What? Dominate. 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 Oh. So this is the story of how I found my first dominant. Yeah, I know, right? Okay. So like I was on Insta and like one of my besties sent me this quiz on like some website for something called BDSM. It was like a quiz or something about how BDSM you are. Like that 50 Shades book, but like no billionaires, which was the best part of the book. So like I took the quiz. Because I thought maybe if I did good and like did really good on it, like maybe I could find like my billionaire or something. So like I answered all the questions, and the first thing it said was that like submissive 82%, which I happen to know is like really, really good. Because like when I was in school, like getting 82% on a test was like actual amaze balls smart, right? Like so submissive. 82%, which is like really, really good, right? Like, so anyway, I go to this like other website that says if you're submissive, you're supposed to have a dominant, like a guy who knows things about your submissive thing, like maybe even things like you didn't know that like he could show you. So this is pretty important, okay? So like I read this thing called a munch. Yeah. So there's like supposed to be like a lot of BDMS people there, like including like dominants, right? Which is like what I need. You know, I need one of those. Right? I mean, right? So this munch thing, which at first I think is supposed to be like a brunch, but maybe like they said it wrong. But it wasn't because like it was at night. I don't think you can legally call something a brunch. Like after 3 or 4 o'clock. I mean, okay. But like also, it was at a Denny's, so ew. But like maybe it could still be a brunch because I think Denny's sells eggs and things. Which is like very brunch. I mean, right? So I don't know. But like there's no way I was going to go to a Denny's. So that didn't happen. So, I think that maybe, like, since I did the quiz online, maybe I could find an online dominant, right? Maybe, like, an Insta dominant or one on TikTok. And it turns out, like, there is, like, a ton of them, all right? Yeah. So, I think maybe, possibly, this could work. And I wouldn't have to go to a Denny's. I mean, right? Oh my God. So I go back and look at my BDSM list and I post it on my Insta and like 10 seconds later, there are like literally 100 messages in my DMs. Because 82%, am I right? Whoop whoop, you know what I'm talking about. So, like some of them are just pictures of penises and like not even good ones. But some like have actual words. So, like, the first guy that, like, looks promising is named Robert, which makes me laugh. Like, I don't know why, but Robert the Dominant, I mean, that's funny, right? I mean, that's, like, hilarious. So, he says that I have 78% for something called pet play. And a 78 is pretty good. I mean, it's not 82%, but still, you know, 78% is it's pretty good, I guess, whatever. And I'm, like, wondering what it is. And so I write back, you know, all cute, like with a super fun cat emoji. And he writes back and like says something about me, like being his kitten or something. So, like, that reminds me of like the cat my family had, right? Like, it was named Mittens. I think because it had like different color on its paws, it hissed a lot. I don't think that that's cute, like at all. So I thought I should make a rule about no hissing. But I wasn't gonna tell him the rule yet. Also, like, Mittens used to have to pee and poop in a box, okay? It was like this blue plastic box and it always got stinky. So, no way. I mean, right? Oh. So, like, I write Robert the Dominant. Oh my God. So funny. So, anyway, I write him back and ask, do I, like, have to pee and poop in a box? He didn't write back. So, like, whatever. I thought it was a good question. Whatever. So, like, the second guy was named Henry, and he totally got my 82%, like, right away, all right? And he tells me that even though he's, like, only 22, he's been dominant, like, all his life and knows all about, like, anal hooks. So, I had to Google that. I didn't write Henry back because, I mean, I like things in my butt because, like, who doesn't? Right? I know, right? But, like, fingers and cocks, but, like not metal things. Plus, the word hook makes me think of pirates. And, like, I don't think that Pirate Henry putting metal things in my butt. Yeah, I don't think I want that. I mean, maybe I do. But, like, that wasn't a question on my test. If it had been, I would have put, like, down absolutely, like, disagree to metal things in my butt. Nothing about pirates either. Or billionaires. You know, I wonder if it was a very good task. Because, like, so far, it hasn't helped me to find my dominant. But then I saw a message from Steven, who was, like, super old, like, 35 or something. I know. Oh, my God. Like, oh, what? And I didn't even know that old people knew about Instagram. I know, right? Like, he writes me and says, like, a pretty long message and tells me he likes my kinks. Which I didn't even know that I had until the test. But, like, whatever, I guess. So, like, he wants me to call him Daddy. Which is weird, because, like, he is, like, 35, and I'm, like, 22. So, I mean, that would mean, like, he was 15 when I was born or something, which is, like, too young to be anyone's daddy. I mean, like, right. He says it's not, like, a real daddy. Like, that's what he told me, which is, like, disappointing. Because, like, my real daddy still pays for, like, my apartment, my car, my credit cards. So, like, I thought maybe a second daddy would be good for that, too. He didn't like that idea either. So then I wrote to Kevin, who told me I had to write all my messages to him on my knees. So I get out my magic marker and I write, "Hi, Kevin," on my knee and take a picture and send it to him. Right? It's super cute, I thought. But, like, he also didn't write me back. But that was okay. That was, like, good, I guess, because, like, I have small knees and they would fill up, like, super fast. I still think it's cute how I drew, like, little hearts on the letter I, like, instead of a dot. Like, whatever. There were some, like, really hard questions on that test. Like, when I didn't understand something, I just marked strongly agree. Because I wanted to do, like, really, really good on the test. I mean, right? I think it worked because of the 82%. I'm still not, like, sure what scat means. But I think it's a funny word. And this guy, Enema Meister, like, 69, really, really likes it, too. So, I think he's, like, a German person or something. Anyway, it has the word cat in it, which is probably why I got a good score on the pet part, too. So, we have plans, like, meet tonight, and I think he might end up being my dominant. What? Dominant. Ugh, whatever. Whatever, scriptwriter. Tea, whatever. Oh my god. Anyway, like, he wants me to go to his cabin in the woods and was like, "Oh, like, come alone," which is stupid. Like, I'm gonna bring somebody else on our date. Like, whatever. I also read that I was supposed to, like, look for red flags, which I think it meant, like, a secret code that means, like, someone is dominant because everyone is always talking about dominance and, like, red flags. So when people said he was, like, full of red flags, I got excited. Because that must mean he is, like, super dominant. I know, right? Oh, my God. I'll have to ask and see what percent to know for sure. But as long as he's, like, over, like, I don't know, like, 78%, I think it's totally good. Like, yeah, it's okay. If a man, like, likes a cute word like scat and, like, has his own cabin, there's a really super good chance that, like, we'll totally get along. And, like, who knows? Maybe he'll turn out to be, like, a billionaire, too, or something. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, like, that is how I found my dominate. What? Dominant. Dominant. Oh, my God, whatever, 3T. So done.